Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Excellent. Okay, it's Friday the 22nd of May. It's a bank holiday weekend. There's a certain thing happening at a place in London called the Arch, I believe. Maybe it's an unexploded bomb. I don't know, but we can guarantee that we have got in the studio for some thoughts probably about Whitsuntide and a variety of other things. Of course, the legendary full-time head of the chaplaincy team at the James Cook University Hospital, of course, for the Chapel of the Good Samaritan, the wonderful Reverend Marie Edwards. How are you, Marie?
I'm fine, thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
And wearing, may I say, a sort of very fashionable borough shirt today, which is very good.
Yeah, it's the new kit.
Yes. Clearly, that's all sorted through, so I suspect you won't be supporting the team in yellow on Monday.
No.
So are you going down to Wembley?
We are, yeah.
And have you got your tickets?
We have. They came up. We haven't got our bus tickets yet, but we've got our Wembley tickets.
Excellent. So. And at least you didn't have the train sort of challenges.
No, we didn't.
I gather have now been sorted, so people
yes,
travel by train, kit,
yes.
And work with it. We'll talk a bit more about the football because later on this morning we've got, of course, Fly Me to the Moon, another podcast special with Rob Nichols, the editor of the guest magazine, coming in for that. But let's sort of get spiritual for a moment, at least. I mean, this is the sort of period of time where oftentimes one can imagine oneself in the role of the apostles and the disciples thinking, well, he was back and he's gone.
Yes.
Okay, fine. What do we do now?
Yeah.
And you know, it is sort of an area where it's problematic. We often talk about the Spirit moving us and various other bits and pieces. It's really the essence of our faith, isn't it, from that point of view?
Yeah, it is. I think it's a big part of it. I think, obviously, that's we've got the Trinitarian aspect of our faith, and that comes into all that and everything. But I think also it gives, well, it certainly gives me a sense of comfort to know that I've got God's Spirit with me wherever I go and whatever I'm doing, really. So just always got that connection, no matter where we are.
And that is the critical thing, because, I mean, one of the classic ones, which I well remember, it sort of resonates as the tale of footsteps, where the person goes up to heaven and they see two sets of footsteps, except in the sort of really critical part of one's life, where it's only one step of footsteps, and I mean, with the story of resource, that it's those are the times where you're being carried.
Yes.
But it is important to acknowledge that no matter how much we feel as though we are alone, we're not.
There's
always somebody or some aspect that we can actually turn to, even if it's a case of, well, God help me, you know, to actually get us out from that point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think very often for people who don't follow a regular pattern of faith or church attenders or anything like that, for those who are outside of that, it is very often in times of need that we do turn to God or to whatever we believe is out there. And I think it's important to remember that we can do that. People tend to think, oh, I only do it when I'm in trouble or I need help. Or whatever, but actually that doesn't matter. It's the fact is that you've thought about it and you've turned and you've asked for that help and he's there all the time.
Absolutely. We will talk more in a few moments, but I think that various other calls are endeavouring to actually get through to us in all sorts of ways now, so we'll take a short break with our sponsors.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you, any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. If you just need access to basic TV services, including channels 1 to 5, prices start from as little as £1.50 per day. If you're after a broader range of content, then prices start from just £2.50 per day. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Excellent. Okay, sun, sea, sand. Forget this. As far as teenagers are concerned, it's a case of sleeping, studying and taking selfies. To actually address some fascinating findings and thoughts with respect to this, who better than the head teacher extraordinaire of Passmore's Academy from, of course, Educating Essex, the legendary Vic Goddard. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning. What a build-up. Thank you.
Listen, school assemblies, Vic, it's very important to kind of build that whole thing strategically, because people need to feel good, as you do. And from the NCS Trusts, of course, who commissioned the survey, Natasha Kizzy. How are you, Natasha?
Hey, good morning. Good, thank you.
Excellent. Vicky, if we can come to you first and foremost, because from the academic point of view, I often think surely education is or school holidays or breaks, etc., are times where teachers can just relax for a moment. Not the case, obviously, but what are your thoughts on this little survey?
It was interesting. I mean, the results were surprising in some ways, but not in others. The amount of hours they're going to spend taking photos of themselves was quite a surprise. But certainly not that very soon into the holidays they start looking for something to do and get bored, because that's obvious at school, you know. Even though we get 6 weeks off, I will spend 2 weeks on my summer holiday and then 4 weeks in school catching up on paperwork. And the amount of young people that eventually will come in to see what's going on, is there something they can be involved in, is huge. So anecdotally, even before the survey evidence, I would have said that, you know, the summer holidays are an odd, archaic thing that we no longer really need 6 weeks. We're not harvesting anymore. So from that point of view, making use of it in a fun way but also allows them to learn is a really big opportunity.
Natasha, the sort of facts that give us 84 hours in bed, extra hours in bed this summer, and more than 44 hours taking selfies. I thought that was astounding, really, from that point of view. Mind you, good news for selfie sticks. But what are your thoughts on this sort of theme?
You know, apart from technology changes, right, so there are some new things in there, but there's probably, you know, this is just a teenage behaviour, really. I think when I was a teenager, I quite enjoyed a few extra hours in bed too, and I probably needed it, to be quite honest with you. It's really about getting a balance, and so we're not saying don't stop your teenager from having lions and, you know, having the opportunity to watch the odd box set on Netflix, but what we're saying is get a balance. And I think, you know, we know that young people who do something productive with their summer actually have a great time, you know, and it's a good thing for parents to know that there are programs out there that are not expensive and are a fantastic way to keep their teens active over summer, and as Vic said, then you know, it enables them to go back into the school environment just with a really positive attitude to take on new learning.
In the studio with us today, we've also got Reverend Marie Edwards, as well as being team leader, full-time team leader for the hospital chapel at the James Cook University Hospital, is also a wife and mother. So Marie, thoughts on what we've just heard?
I think you've probably just become my daughter's new best friend, sleeping and selfies. That seems to be her life at the minute. Not so much the studying from the last 24 hours before they go back to school. That's probably when they do their homework in my household. But the other two, she's really, really into it at the minute, yeah.
You'll be pleased to know that's very normal.
Oh, good. I'll stop nagging then.
Yeah. I think that's a wonderful thing, because it obviously occurs in Essex and in Teesside, which is genius.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's great stuff. This sort of passion in terms of obviously the way people change, the way they learn, we're talking about different learning habits and so on. We often hear a great deal about the pressure that children are actually put under. I mean, is this a way in which, you know, surveys like this can actually help us understand, you know, how people can cope with obviously all the technology and the changes that we're faced with?
I think we have a misconception that learning is based in a classroom with a textbook and a teacher standing at the front. You know, every experience that young people get helps mould the human being they're going to become. So, you know, our exam results are vitally important. Don't get me wrong, I want happy, successful people at my school. And the exam results will get them an interview or possibly even get them a job. But it won't make them the boss. It won't make them the owner of the company. It's the rounded skills that come with them that will help that, the people skills. And that's the big thing about the NCS program for me, in the fact that it pushes young people out of their comfort zone. It's dirt cheap. It pushes them out of their comfort zone, but they learn while doing it, and almost by accident in their own minds, but it's obviously not by accident. It's very well structured, but that's not what's seen. So from my point of view, it just gives them, from a parent, I'm a dad, you know, it will give my son somewhere safe to be, something positive to do, and at the end of it, he'll leave hopefully with the skills that are helping to progress further on. So it's a win-win for me.
We can obviously go to ncsyes.co.uk, which is ncsyes.co.uk. So we've got parents listening to this one. Natasha, what sort of things can they expect there? And in terms of what sort of activities can actually push those boundaries so that obviously youngsters actually do benefit from the school holidays?
Sure. Well, when they do go to ncsyes.co.uk, what they'll find are testimonials from parent guardians and young people who've taken part in the programme. And universally, they tell us that it's increased their confidence, it's increased their positivity, and that's really through the structured activities that we provide. It's a three-week program with a social action project delivered at the end of it, and in week one, your young person will be staying away from home at an outdoor facility, so they'll be taking part in lots of physical challenges like rock climbing, kayaking, etc. In week two, typically they will stay in university halls of residence and they'll be learning lots of soft skills, so leadership skills, project management, learning how to cook for each other, budget as well. And at the same time, they'll be introduced to lots of people from their local community. So they'll be meeting local charities, local businesses, local dignitaries, and they'll get a real sense of what their community needs so that they can themselves author a social action project in week three. So that's coming up with their own idea of what they can do to make a difference in their community and then going on and delivering it. And what we hear from the young people that take part is that they have, summer of a lifetime doing this. They make friends, new friends for life, and parents tell us that they get a completely different teenager arriving back at the end of the four-week period.
In terms of cost, it seems to be astonishingly reasonable. I thought we'd actually had a couple of decimal points wrong.
Me too. I'm as a teacher, I'm very happy to kick the government for funding every day. But actually, in this particular, I'm absolutely amazed it only costs £50, and that's up to £50, because if a young person, if that's the challenge, if that's the barrier, there's even bursaries to remove that as a barrier. So for their accommodation, for their food, for transport, £50 for that 3 week sort of program is amazing.
Marie, thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds amazing. I mean, my three kids are involved in things like Scouts, so they love anything like rock climbing and outdoor stuff, so they sort of feel right at home, really. And we've started to teach them things like cooking for themselves and stuff like that, so they're all great life skills that all kids should be learning from as young as possible, really, so it sounds really good.
Yeah, and it's a great compliment to a lot of those programs. So we have lots of young people who come to us who've done Scouts or Girl Guides, and we have young people who are taking part in D of E, and actually NCS contributes to part of their D of E as well. So, you know, these things are all designed to really help your teenagers get ahead and you know, develop their confidence.
I'd be determined for my son to arrive at university age knowing how to cook beans, unlike me.
Yeah.
Yes, but learning how to cook beans was one of the sort of things that we enjoyed in our time. It was a hard, apart from actually getting the can open. I mean, that was the first thing. And then you got the toast and all sorts of other factors on the whole system.
I made the mistake of thinking you cooked them in the can, but that's a whole different kettle of fish.
I think I'm still burning toast, actually.
This is a fabulous event. A reminder, Natasha, in terms of the web address people can go to actually find out more about this.
Please go to ncses.co.uk to find out how you can sign up and take part locally.
And you can even follow via Twitter at NCS as well. So there we are. This is marvellous stuff. All the social networking things are around from that perspective. Two final questions for both of you. Fine folk. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link and productive link with us on the programme this morning?
It's been fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Thank you.
So hopefully we can look forward to possibly when we come back in the autumn term, sort of all refreshed and sorted up, etc., connecting with you again and sort of finding out more about the fabulous world of the National Career Service and, of course, the wonderful work that you actually do, the passion of education, which I think you've demonstrated in these few moments, Vic, within the Essex region as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community, whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223 34. That's 01642 223 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, then you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. If you just need access to basic TV services, including channels 1 to 5, prices start from as little as £1.50 per day. If you're after a broader range of content, then prices start from just £2.50 per day. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
Now, when you've actually got to your credit the fantastic text, A Modern Way to Eat, you clearly are the person to go to when we're discussing the notion of food habits, changing food zones and so on and so forth. Of course, we're referring to chef extraordinaire, food writer and food stylist. That would be the fantastic Anna Jones. Good morning, Anna. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, this particular survey, which suggests that people don't know what quinoa is, we're bored of beetroot, all sorts of challenges. What's it kind of revealing about our culinary tastes in the British Isles?
Well, it's revealing that actually we consume a lot of food media through cookery programs, but actually we're not getting into the kitchen and recreating those dishes. We watch about 70 hours of cookery programs every year, but the research from Rachel's Yogurt says that only a third of us will ever actually get into the kitchen and cook those recipes.
The top five family meals are in reverse order: sausages and mash at 5, curry at 4, shepherd's pie at 3, pasta at 2, and the roast dinner at 1. I just checked with our studio guest every way. Hey, Anna. From your point of view, Marie Edwards, is that a sort of standard line?
Sounds like a very good list to me,
yes. Yeah. And Rob Nichols, same sort of thing, would you say?
I think everyone has a roast dinner, don't they, once a week?
Yeah. So, Anna, how are we going to sort of broaden those horizons then?
Well, the research showed, actually, that almost sort of 45% of us are actually taking inspiration from family members, from mums. So I think actually it's just a way of kind of making sure that this family inspiration and these new kind of interesting food trends and the things that keep us excited about foods, new flavours, can kind of mesh together a little bit. You know, and for instance, taking one of the sort of top five dishes, if you were to make a shepherd's pie, but perhaps you were, you know, to sort of use some other interesting vegetables in your mash on the top or something like that. I think that's the way we're going in cooking.
And the green tea phenomenon, or indeed the green juice phenomenon, according to Rachel's Organic, only 7% of us have actually tried a green juice. Did you find that surprising?
I do find that surprising. I think that, you know, in the media, all of these sort of healthy foods get a lot of coverage. And I think that's because we all want something that's going to be an instant fix and make us, you know, really healthy and sort of one glass full of juice. But the reality is that quite a lot of people are scared by them. There are things like quinoa and coconut oil, which are actually incredibly easy to cook, and they're actually packed with nutrients. But I think people are just a bit worried about cooking them.
So I love the way you sort of gave it pronunciation, quinoa. You see, I was just thinking quinoa. It just goes to show the north-south divide is just writ large in every sense of the word.
I mean, I think they're both absolutely right.
Quinoa, it's like clam or clapham. It's amazing. It's just genius stuff. Bubble tea, though. What is it about bubble tea? Because I think, Rob, you said you'd encountered bubble tea before.
Yeah, it's a bit of a phenomenon from the Far East, isn't it? And there was some people came to the northeast and set up like a prototype shop in Middlesbrough last year and won an award for it, and they were telling me that it's really, really spreading fast in London.
There you are, you see, Anna. Bubble tea has come to Middlesbrough.
Wow. Yeah, it definitely is spreading. It's been around here, yeah, for a year or so. Yeah, it's an interesting tea and a bit of an acquired taste. It's a kind of sort of can be made with normal milk or almond milk, and there's actually little tapioca balls in it that are sort of quite chewy. So it splits opinion, I have to say.
I suppose it's the tapioca balls that actually give it the bubble impact.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Anna, I do appreciate and love the fact that you actually say that vegetables should be put at the centre of every table, and you're devoted to helping people make a long-term commitment to eating well and feeling amazing. And that sounds about it, because if you've got a Lamborghini or a top-range automobile, if you fill it up with sugar water, it's not going to work, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the basic premise around sort of how we should eat and how we should sort of look for inspiration in the kitchen. It seems as a nation quite stuck in the roast dinner, shepherd's pie territory. But if we can work a few more sort of vegetables into those dishes or just focus on veg a couple of nights a week, then I think that actually that's going to make a huge shift in how we feel and also sort of in how we affect the world around us too.
Marie, any sort of thoughts? Would you be sort of interested in checking out the quinoa?
Probably not. If I can't say it, I probably wouldn't want to try eating it. But, I mean, we do watch a lot of cookery programmes in our house. We grow our own fruit and vegetables in the garden. And I think part of our problem with copying the recipes is half the time we don't know where to get the ingredients from, because they're not your kind of average run-of-the-mill ingredients in a lot of them. But we do have vegetables most nights of the week and, try our best to get our fruit and stuff into the kids, but despite our best intentions, it doesn't always work.
And when you bear in mind that on average we spend over a full working week every month simply looking and thinking about food, there's quite a lot to consider.
Yeah. Wow.
To address that. So Anna, what's the solution? What should we actually go to? Should we check out your fabulous cookbooks and so on, or should we go to a modern way to eat? Is there a website? How can we actually sort of move forward on this one?
Yeah, there's lots of inspiration on my website, which is annajones.co.uk. Also on the Rachel's official Facebook page, there's lots of recipe inspiration as well on there. So there's lots of places you could go. We're spending about 30 minutes a day online looking and sort of browsing for food. So we're obviously spending the time sort of researching it. Perhaps we're just not transferring it into the kitchen quite as much as we could do.
Well, we do a weekly feature with William Sirtwell, of course, culinary guru and editor of Waitrose, so clearly on that sort of basis he would endorse it completely, Anna, and I'm sure he'd sort of be two thumbs up to your work. Anna, it's been fabulous touching base with yourself and raising some of those. I mean, bubble tea is an interesting one, and I think the kind of quinoa quinoa debate. I'm gonna push that. I'm gonna say, you know, it could be tomato, it could be tomato. It could be a different line for that. But have you had a really interesting telephonic link with us on the show this morning, Anna?
Yes, it's been fantastic, and it's great to hear all the different regional variations of. I don't think anyone quite knows how to say it, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a little thing going on at Wembley this weekend, or at least on Bank Holiday Monday, where the team that's playing football from Middlesbrough will be playing the team that plays football from Norwich, and you know that could be quite interesting culinary
tonight,
Anna. Delia Smith, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's a frightening thing. We'll be going on to talk about that at another time. Anna, will you join us again in the not-too-distant future and keep us appraised of all sorts of things? Excellent. A round of applause for Anna Josie. Yes. Very well. Excellent.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.